Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
It's time to hear her side of the story. Joe and Serena sit down for an intimate conversation with Maria Georges on Bachelor Happy Hour.
I have to ask, I heard a rumor that you were dating at one point one of Drake's best friends.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
Listen to Bachelor Happy Hour on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Bachelor Happy Hour. Listen now everywhere you listen to podcasts and don't miss part two Monday night.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hopefully you guys already caught episode one of our two-parter with Clayton and Susie. It's been awesome catching up with them. We are going to, in this second half, talk about their future and where they see themselves in a few years together and how they make each other feel better when they're down.
When we last spoke with you, Clayton, it was right coming up to the end of your finale. It was probably the roughest week during your season for you personally. You're in a weird limbo space where you're like, hey, I'm kind of happy. I'm really happy, but I can't talk about it yet. All this criticism and, you know, Susie, you're sitting there seeing him get this criticism, based on your scenario, not being able to speak out on it either. And I remember during that conversation, Clayton, was the only thing I said, because one of the producers that talked to me about it was like, hey, this is going to get better. Like, it's going to suck for a bit, but like, this too shall pass. I don't know how it was going to work back then. Was this too shall pass? So for the two of you, how have you worked together on helping it pass and moving on now? And then if you don't mind, Susie, within that, even talking about that season of life where you weren't able to kind of support Clayton publicly.
Yeah. I guess to address that specific time period, it was really tough because when we were on the show, a conversation we had after... It was the day that I briefly met his parents. We came outside, and at that point, I felt in my heart that Clayton and I were not going to be together, like, ever. I really didn't think that we were going to get back together, but I did love him as a person. Like, at that point, I had loved him as a person, you know, several weeks before that. I knew the type of man that he was. He was a good person. He had a really good heart. The way he treated everybody around him was with kind and compassion. Like, every single individual, he was... and, you know, invested in learning about and talking to and addressing politely. Like, I could tell that he was a good person. But at that point, I didn't think we were going to be together. And I remember saying to him, like, I am going to have your back because this is not going to be good. Mm. But I will, like, speak out and, like, I will have your back because this is going to be bad. Like, I remember just being like, this is not good. Yeah. But I know your heart and I know you're a good person. But I know this is going to be hard. But because we did end up getting back together after the season, I was not able to be public about that. Like, had that truly been the ending where, like, that was truly goodbye, I mean, we probably would have had to reconcile for me to truly feel that way, because you did. You apologized for how that night went and stuff, and I apologize as well. But, I mean, yeah, I think had we not been together, I would have been able to publicly be like, you guys, like, there's so much more to everything, and I'm telling you, he is a good person with a good heart, and this was a really messy, challenging, confusing situation, and, like, please have empathy for him in this moment. Like, we do not need to, like, hurt him or cancel him or whatever was happening. Like, so many people were so mad at both of us, to be honest. So many people were mad at both of us, but I couldn't say anything because, yeah, I was with him at that. Once it was airing, I was back together with him. So that was really hard for me because all I could do was be there in person for him and be the best, you know, support that I could for that. But publicly, yeah, I mean, I feel like I would publicly defend anybody, even half the villains. I'm like, we're all people. Like, you know, like, yeah. Okay, they're a villain, but, like, it's a human being. We're all humans. And, like, everyone's a villain at some point in their life. We've all done bad things at some point in our life, or things that if somebody's looking in on your life with a camera lens and you didn't know it, you'd probably be ashamed of, you know?
Definitely.
What are little things that you do to make each other feel better in moments like that? Like, even if it's giving them an ice cream sundae.
That's a great tip.
Yeah, I was going to say, come on, Jess. I hope Jess listens to this. Come on, girl.
You know, I think it's just trying to pay attention to, I like to compile a list on my phone of just, like, when she says she likes something, putting it in there. And then if I ever feel that there's a rainy day and I can do something, then that's when I'll go grab her something from the store. Or we went on, like, a picnic date on the beach. This is, like, a month and a half ago, I think, or maybe a little longer. But yeah, just being able to, like, have things stored and ready to go, because you know those days will come. So I guess how I do it is just keeping notes, because I think there's so much going on in the world and trying to wrap your head around every little thing someone says. But if you're intentional about it, then that can go a long way just by saying, hey, I got this for you, because I know you're having a tough day.
Yeah. Cute.
Yeah. I think for me with you, I think there's been a lot of days where you've been really down about, like, the future. And you've been like, I don't know what this is going to look like. I don't know how this is going to work out. And I think the one way that I've been able, at least from my perspective, to support you is that I'm like, I literally believe in you. Like, I see no future in which you're not, you know, achieving everything that you dreamt of or whatever. So I think just providing that support and, like, reassurance to, like, you know, reinforce your, that self-esteem that you do have, but, like, when you're struggling in that, you know, just being able to be there and say that I believe in you. Like, that's, I think, the biggest thing. Or I've done, like, a surprise date night and fun little things like that too. But I think that's the biggest thing I can provide in those moments.
Such a good,
love that.
Yeah. That's so powerful. My wife and I are just learning that about each other right now. So for the two of you where you're at, you know, we've been together a little longer, 3 years, but just for her to tell me she believes in me means the world to me. Like, it changes everything, because I know no matter what, we're in it together and we've had our rough times.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody's asking you the same questions. When are you getting engaged? What's the wedding going to look like? All those things. I want to ask in a different way. Speaking of future, where are you two at? Like, how are you two working towards that? What are you doing in your life to get to a place where you feel like, hey, we're ready for this next step? Or maybe you never are ready. But what does your futures look like right now?
Yeah, I think for us, we look at immediate future. And so her lease is ending in the next couple months. And we've started to look at places to move to. And I think right now the top pick is Phoenix, Arizona. I have my brothers out there. My other, my other brother's close by. And then, yeah, my family, I guess if we're all in the same area, maybe my parents will end up moving there one day, but it's also a great spot, very conveniently located to a lot of different things. So we're yeah thinking about just buying a place. Hopefully the market cools off a little bit, but that's kind of the immediate future, is to move in. Well, we already moved in together, but to move now, next chapter of our life, into something a little bit more than just a small little temporary apartment. So that would be it. And then from there, I don't know if we've, we see all the questions being asked, and we just, you know, say when we're ready, like whenever that feels right. And I don't think there needs to really be a definitive timeline. I think we're just like, hey, when we feel that the timing's right, then we'll both know.
Yeah.
Clayton, have to ask before we let you guys go, how do you feel about there being two bachelorettes?
I hope it goes really well, because I would think if I had to put myself in their shoes, as I try to do now more so than anything with any situation, if I was in their shoes, I think my biggest concern would be not being jealous or envious or comparing myself. I think that's one of the, I would imagine, one of the toughest challenges. And I don't want to speak for those two, but I just know me personally, if I was with another bachelor, I think that would be something that inevitably, if one person was getting more attention, and you would start to compare yourself naturally, I think. So I hope it really works out for the two of them. I think they're both two really mature individuals. And so I hope that they team up and they, and do it together, and don't allow those negative thoughts to creep in. But it's gotta be challenging. It's gonna definitely push them to their limits to grow as individuals, to really love themselves. Because you have to, if you're ever in a situation like that, I would have to imagine you have to love yourself so that you are thinking positively and not allowing those negative thoughts to creep in and potentially affect you to the point where you can't navigate that journey to the best of your ability.
And this last question to both of you, they keep saying, the producers, the advertisements, that they're not going to be pitted against each other. Do you see any way in which that could happen?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think it seems like it at all, based on any of the, not spoilers, the teasers, or, you know, the social media. It seems to be like the brand is
Waylon.
Two best friends. So I mean, I don't think that's the intention. I don't think either of those girls are really like that. So I think it'd be really hard to do that.
Yeah, I would just say the only way would be if they both happen to catch feelings for the same guy. And if that guy happens to be torn where he likes both of them equally, I mean, it would be a perfect storm, in my opinion, for that to happen. But I suppose that's the only way where it could potentially become troublesome. So I think for everyone's sake, I'm sure people do not love drama. There'll be some individuals that will want to see that, but to me, that would have to be a perfect storm. I think outside of that, I imagine that those two will handle it really well.
Yeah.
Jason Tardik brought up a great point, just to kind of close this thought. When he was on the podcast a week ago, he's like, you know, I think it's going to be hardest post-show, as you guys probably can imagine, when like Instagram followers and ad deals and appearances and conversations, who likes who better? He's like, I'm really interested to see how they navigate the post-show part of this too. And to see how they continue to be friends and bond and support each other after the show's done. Well, we really appreciate your time with us. Thank you for taking the time to come on and talk. Last question to kind of end everything. As we're talking about this next season of The Bachelorette, Susie, who have you stayed close with from your season? If anybody, you don't have to. I mean, you know, time goes on, things fade. But if you two were to get married tomorrow, would anybody from your season be invited?
I would say open invitation. Anyone that wants to come party, come hang. But I think probably my closest friend from the show, like, that I've been able to spend time with and see, has been Marlena. She's been just literally one of the most supportive, amazing people. And I've had, you know, access to her over these past few months. We were able to get together and stuff like that. Obviously, there's people at Paradise right now that, you know, or they've been at Paradise at some point. I'm sure that I haven't been able to talk to, or, you know, the Bachelorette season happened and stuff. So, I haven't always had access to people, but, I've been able to keep in touch with a lot of the girls. I know we met up with Hunter in North Carolina. I talked to Jill pretty frequently. So there's, and yeah, I mean, a lot of the girls I was in LA, I was able to see. So, but Marlena's definitely one of the people that has like proactively been reaching out and like checking in. She's like a really just good human with a lot of, I would say, like, kind of like mental health awareness. Like, you know, she's been through a lot, and so she knows to check on her friends, kind of a thing.
Oh, so sweet. So good to hear that. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on and bearing your hearts. We really appreciate it.
You guys are the best.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much, guys. Yeah.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to hear her side of the story. Joe and Serena sit down for an intimate conversation with Maria Georges on Bachelor Happy Hour.
I have to ask, I heard a rumor that you were dating at one point one of Drake's best friends.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
Listen to Bachelor Happy Hour on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Bachelor Happy Hour. Listen now everywhere you listen to podcasts, and don't miss part 2 Monday night.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.